Tennessee snatched Chris Barbeck from the charter school world, where he's still considered a heavyweight. He founded Houston's high-performing Yes Prep Charter Network. When he arrived in Tennessee, naturally, he leaned on his background, asking charters to come in and run some of the state's lowest-performing schools. But when his resignation letter came out last week, it came with a bit of self-reflection. Quote, "As a charter school founder, I did my own fair share of chest-pounding over great results. I've learned that getting these same results in a zoned neighborhood school environment is much harder."
There are great charter schools out there doing great work for kids and giving them an opportunity that they otherwise would not have had that school not been open. So I want to start there.
Barbeck's Achievement School District has to operate under constraints that are unusual for charters, but what traditional public schools have always faced: work with students already zoned to your school.
Getting results with students who are and families who are choosing your school versus students and families who that's the school they go to because they've been assigned to it and they live across the street is a different context, and it's a harder context. There is an inherent value in kids and families choosing to go to a school. There's a level of investment and, quite frankly, kind of what I would call skin in the game that doesn't always exist when you're assigned to a school. And that inherent difference matters.
You came in and set the bar higher than almost anyone thought you should. You know, you said we're going to take the bottom 5% of schools in the state, put them in the top 25% in 5 years, and if I don't do it, then fire me. Mm-hmm. You're not making it even to the 5 years. What does that say?
Well, I'm glad we set that goal. I mean, we've certainly been criticized and folks have said we're crazy, but I think especially in a place like Memphis, where most of our schools are, there's been a sense of energy and momentum and urgency in Memphis that, quite frankly, I don't think existed prior to all of this.
In some ways, turnaround efforts by the local districts have been more successful than Barbeck's. It's one of the points state legislators from Nashville and Memphis make as they attempt to dismantle the Achievement School District. Barbeck says that won't happen.
As much as people may want to roll this back, I think that if you talk to folks who are actually doing this work every day, they would say that this has made everybody better.
What this state entity that's kind of breathing down the district's neck?
I think the idea that the ASD makes the state accountability system real. In the past, you know, results come out, they're published in the paper, people talk about it for a couple days, and then it's back to business as usual.
Now the state can come in and turn a chronic low performer over to a charter operator, though it has gotten increasingly difficult to find charter organizations willing to take on the challenge. Even Barbeck's Yes Prep, which agreed to take on several Memphis schools, pulled out at the last minute. At the time, Barbeck slipped in a jab, saying, quote, "Not everyone is cut out for this work." A few months later, a guy who falls in the no excuses camp of education reform is leaving himself.
Well, I'd say this has never been about me, and we've set it up in a way where it's never been about a superintendent.
I mean, it has felt very much, though. I mean, you're just sort of this hard-charging, grab-a-bull-by-the-horns leader. You know, so I think it has felt a little bit like Chris Barbeck's district.
Yeah, well, I think for folks that maybe are on the outside.
Barbeck calls the effort a relay and says it's time to pass the baton. He describes the job, which has him split time between Memphis and Nashville, as grueling, though he concedes it may be no harder than actually teaching in high-poverty schools. He says he's not looking for sympathy.
At the end of the day, the adults can change jobs, you know. Our kids are especially the ones that we're serving, they can't one day wake up and decide that they're not going to be poor anymore. And they can't one day wake up and decide that, you know what, if I don't learn to read, who cares? I mean, so I think that while, you know, we need to be sympathetic to the circumstances that our teachers and principals work in, and we need to, you know, applaud and give them all the credit they're due, at the end of the day, you know, this is about the kids in the schools. And, you know, they've got the toughest set of circumstances, at least the ones that we're serving. And they can't change that for themselves. The only way that's going to change is if the adults in the schools step up and do the work that they need to do.
Chris Barbeck is the outgoing superintendent of Tennessee's Achievement School District. He plans to help find a replacement before his last day in December. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.